We're talking rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are we doing this morning, mate?
Yeah, good morning, everybody listening on 91.2NM and 2NM.com.au. I'm going well,
Good to hear. What's happening in our local game?
Yeah, of course, had some interesting results over the weekend, but of course, this Saturday we have more games, and that has the Single and Earth Irving Bulls at home to Lake Macquarie, Mary the Carlton up against Southern Beaches, Nelson Bay up against University, and the Hamilton Hawks up against the Maitland Blacks, so they should be big games there in the Newcastle comp. Find out more through hunterrugby.com.au, of course, in the other games there with the ladies. Medawi take on Mary the Carlton, the Tars take on Uni, and also, of course, Hamilton Hawks take on Maitland. So that'll be part of a big day of rugby there at the Tars and also Hunter, also at Passmore. Also, of course, in the divisional, we've got the Pacolvin Reds at home there at the Christian School, taking on the Cessnock Mongrels. Medawi take on the crew there from the Griffins, and Cooks Hill take on University, so some good rugby in that sense. Also up north in the Santos Central North Rugby Premiership, big games there as Pirates take on the Santos Narrabri Blue Bulls. Also the Gunnedah Red Devils hit the road to Inverell, which would be a big, big trip after their convincing win last week against the Mooroolah Moree Weebulla Bulls. Interesting to see also the Belmont Hotel Scone Brumbies are on the road over the range with ladies and gentlemen there at Corindai as well, so that'll be at Rugby Park. All the first grades kick off at about 3 o'clock, so there's some great rugby in that. Go through the Facebook pages, Central North Rugby Union and Hunter Rugby, and also cnru.com.au when it comes to rugby in Central North.
Having a look at Super Rugby, unfortunately, all the Aussie teams got wiped out by the Kiwi teams last weekend. Some bad, some not so bad. The Waratahs looking to redeem themselves against the Highlanders on Sunday.
Yeah, big, big weekend, and again, we handed a few results over. Rebels handed the game to the Waikato Chiefs, and also, of course, yeah, we handed the game after dominating the Hurricanes. But
yeah,
real sort of boost for New South Wales rugby, actually, from the point of view that Wellington had to put their best out in the second half to get the job done. But the intensity those players play with is very, very interesting. They just play by their plan for the All Blacks, those guys. It's enormous humiliation for them to be beaten by new Australian teams.
Yes,
so they're fighting there for spots against Ireland in a couple of weeks' time, not only in the tests, but also, of course, with the experiential thing, which is the New Zealand Mary. And also we have the Cadbury Wallabies in the Etoro Rugby Series for the Tri Nations or the Quad Nations. And also on the way through, we've got our games against the Poms, which will be in July. But some of the things to look out for, of course, the Westpac Queensland Reds take on the Pacific on Friday night. Also, I've got the Force in the afternoon there taking on a very interesting opponent.
Yep.
So, and also the Rebels have got to try and get a bit of a bounce back against the Hurricanes on the Saturday afternoon. As you said, Sunday, the Waratahs have got to be part of it. While Gem Channel 82 on Saturday night has a big, big game as the Ray White ACT Brumbies take on the Auckland Blues. This is just basically fighting for a top two spot.
Yep.
The Blues have to come to New South Wales next week to take on the Waratahs in the last round. So really good opportunity for the Brumbies to bounce back considering they had a few injuries against the Crusaders.
Very quickly, talking seven aside back in Australia next year.
Yeah, February and March always been a tradition that the seven-a-side stuff has been part of it. Looks like it's going to be back in Sydney at the Western Sydney Stadium, but they should have something come out in the next month or so all about that. Once again, you've got ladies and gents that are heading off to Toulouse and all those other overseas parts before we get into a World Cup in Cape Town, and also, of course, the Commonwealth Games. So that'll come very, very quickly. But it's always been a great party, the Sydney Sevens, and hopefully
yes,
we'll continue to be part of that in some shape or form in February next year.
And last but not least, talk to me about the Classic All Blacks.
Yeah, they're going to play in Spain. They're going to play at the home of Atletico Madrid on Saturday against the Spanish national team that somehow found another way not to get to the World Cup because of unqualified players. But Dan Carter's been putting it out there on his Twitter account and some fantastic players such as Chris Massoi and also Joe Rococo Coco. So hopefully in the fullness of time we'll see the Classic Wallabies play the Classic All Blacks in this. But it's a great, great initiative to see those guys go out there and do something. And just everybody getting out of the funk that is COVID. But it'll be a very, very interesting game to see the replay of that considering it's a fair dinkum side there for the Spanish. But some pretty, pretty reasonable players, even though they're in their mid-30s and 40s for their Classic All Blacks as well. And a great place in Atletico Madrid. Of course, they've been European perennial fighting with the likes of Barca and also Real Madrid.
Yep.
And just interesting to see that Barcelona actually has its own rugby club as well. So
yes.
We'll leave that, but yeah, it's going to be something interesting moving forward.
Very popular. And, of course, a couple of years ago, I think the actual Wallabies would have struggled against the Classic All Blacks, but things have improved in that regard. Someone who is a classic himself is Jonathan Weeks, and he'll join us next Saturday on the Sideline View. Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Thanks, Dan.